In this session, we're going to examine areas of your business where you're significantly under threat, where you're vulnerable, or whether there are some areas which need drastic change in order to meet the external forces that impede you and press upon you, in order to meet your changing, developing, evolving competition. And clearly what we're going to look at is weaknesses, your weaknesses. And the underlying question is, where do my weaknesses come from within my business? And the uncomfortable answer to that question is, typically, the weaknesses in your business commence with you. The business owner manager in most small businesses is the key weakness of the business. It is that person. Let's examine why that is the case. We're looking at why the owner-manager of a small business or micro-business, the principal professional, is the key weakness in their business. The first reason is they brought with them years of embedded habits, many of them very poor and ineffective in meeting the threats and the challenges of the future and the competition around them. Secondly, they frequently built a personality design business where everything hangs upon the wonderful, touching, empathetic, persuasive personality of the business owner. Nothing wrong with that, except it becomes both a strength and a weakness, because without that personality, the business has no substance and no life. It really can't exist without it. Thirdly, the professional, the principal professional, the business owner manager, the founder, the driver of the business, seems to always force things to bottleneck through them. The decisions of the business bottleneck through them. The workflow of the business seems to bottleneck through them. And that bottleneck can easily be a strangulation of the business development. So those are the first three things that the principal professional, the business owner, causes as weaknesses in their own business. Another three behaviour patterns that will always create weakness in your business is where you don't give, as the business leader, direction, purpose, strategy and vision in writing to yourself, your partners and your support team. That will always create weakness in a business. The business simply doesn't understand where it's going, and the support team, when asked, haven't a clue, and therefore they're not with you. Next is where you bring into the business clients that, frankly, you should never have brought in the first place. They're not enjoyable, they're not fulfilling, and far, far worse, as a weakness in your business, they're not profitable. Next, thirdly, where you create activity in the business, busy activity that chokes the business of time and energy and resource. Many advisors trying to be sophisticated and doing far too much that the clients simply don't ask them to do and aren't impressed by anyway, create busy activity, busy work, and it chokes the business of its strength. Next three weaknesses that you're likely to introduce in your business unless you spot them, identify them and determine to change them is where you don't build repeatable systems and processes in your business. Next, where you haven't created a situation where your intellectual property is downloaded and able to be replicated and copied and used again and again and again by your team. It's walking around in your head or somebody else's head in your business, and the most dangerous area in that particular problem is where your business is walking around in the head of your support team. Incredibly dangerous situation. Another series of weaknesses that a professional, a business owner, seems to constantly bring into their business is where you fear technology. In today's world, that is not a luxury. Also, where even with great technology, you don't recruit an A-star team, you compromise on the quality of people coming into your business because either you won't afford it, you won't pay the right salaries, or you're scared of having people around you whose skills are better than yours. You have to have an A-star team. And if every single member of your team is not A-star, highest quality in that particular function, you're making a terrible mistake for the future of your business and actually creating a weakness, a weak hub, a weak area of your business. Another couple of areas of terrible weaknesses in the business is lack of monitoring, where you're either not monitoring the profitability of each client, so you haven't a clue whether each client is making you a profit or a loss, or you're not monitoring the impact of changes you make. So you see something exciting, either in this program or in a seminar or workshop, you implement that, you don't monitor the change to see the question and answer, has it made any difference that's positive to my business? And you keep doing that until you never know quite what's going wrong or right in your business. The final weakness I'd point out is one that's a passion of mine. It's where you don't invest in learning and growth. Learning and growth, what we call L to the power of three, lifelong learning, where you and your team are not engaged in lifelong learning and growth in both business and professional technical skills and competencies. Where you're not doing that, you are putting your business at risk in the future, because there are others around you that will do that, and they will move ahead and capture the best part of the market, deliver the best quality of service that you won't match, and steal the market from you, and eventually force your business to be marginalised and maybe even out of business. So learning and growth is the final weakness if that's not something you concentrate on month in and month out, both for you and anybody in your team that supports and upholds you.